better house. And I ain't gonna need that much for you to do. Talk to you about what's going on in the news. I'm going to talk to you what happened to me a few days ago. So, Wednesday night was the, what is the show I did, the Promote Your Show. That's what I did Wednesday night, right? Now, I usually do it at 9 o'clock, but I was somewhere else that I forgot that I had to do the Promote Your Business Show. I said, okay. When I realized, I said, I'm going to set up and I'm going to go on at 11. So I go on at 11. And I'm doing this show, you know, and I end, so I end the show a little early. And then, so, as I'm doing the show, to be honest, dozing off, you know, falling asleep while still here a little bit. So, I said, let me end the show a little early. So I completely fall asleep while on air, and you get dead air. So I end the show early, and I get a message in my messenger from my friends saying they need help getting their page. They lost their page through Facebook, and they are getting their page back. All they needed was my email. Right, and then able to get not because you know when your brain is not on when you're not on your right mind and somebody says to you or asks you something when your brain is not focused right, you will agree to anything. So the idiot me, because I'm gonna call myself an idiot. Because I should have known that. So, and I figured my friend's page probably was, now, after going through all of this, my friend's page probably was hacked. And, you know what I'm saying? Right? So I said, you know what? This is a friend. I know what personally is not. I just met through Facebook or whatever. I know what I'm personally. I said, let me be that, you know, they need to get the FB Facebook page. So me being a friend, I sent the email I signed up my Facebook with. That was a wrong mistake I made right there, is sending the email that I signed up with my Facebook with. And after I sent my email, right, the person who was receiving my phone said, oh, send me the code that I sent you so I can get my page back. And me being it sent the code. Now, you know, when you get your password or whatever, Facebook will send you a 6- or 8-digit code so that you put the code in so you can your password or whatever you need to do. Me being an idiot, I gave the code. So now they got the code. They can still go into the code. Is for. So I sent the code first time, right? And when I go on Facebook, I'm logged out. I get logged out, right? And I'm like, why am I logged out? Not thinking that code I just logs me out and gives them access to change password to the page. Not thinking that, right? So they log out. Then they ask for another code. I sent a code. Now, that's why I really sent the second code. After the third code, the third code I sent expired. And then I was like, oh, I gotta change. I get back into my Facebook page, and I have to change my password. The person who I'm thinking I'm helping a friend, and the person changes the email address that's attached to my Facebook. So that means if you put in the okie doke like I did, that's why I'm calling it the okie doke. If your email gets changed, that locks you completely out of your own Facebook page. is if you give them the email that signed up with for your page, that gives them access to your page, and you give them codes that give them access to your page. So one of the codes I give work. And I guess it started kicking in that this person is taking me out of my mind. So I reset my password for Facebook, and then I tried it again because the person said, oh, that was the happy. You're supposed to get logged out of your Facebook. And I wound up sending a code again. And I think that's when they changed. I wanted to get my Facebook back. And I changed the password. I put my email. And I did that. The person kept saying, send me the code. See, this is a while I'm taking. Wasn't right here, but I'll back. I mean, I had to change the password to my Instagram. Not change it, but I couldn't remember the password. So with Instagram, you can use your Facebook login to sign into your Instagram. It'll log in through your Facebook in your Instagram. Because I remember that because I couldn't remember my password when it worked. Not realizing that, oh, I was trying to take my page, but the same person took my page because, as I just said, my Facebook login was connected to my Instagram. And they in and changes their email that's on Instagram page, block me on my Instagram page. I go to sign into my Instagram, I go look up the new password that I had made, and I go to sign in, and I get a notification saying, oh, this page doesn't exist. What the? So I said I got my look back, right? And then I lose it. So I'm like, some shit. Person pulled the okie from me, and then I have my Instagram page. So I'm in the poses, like, I, you know, so the whole time the person's asking the code for the code or whatever. I'm giving them the code anymore. On Facebook Messenger, they can also call you. They can call you by video and see the person what they look like, and they can audio call you and you can talk to the person through Messenger. So the person kept I ignored them because they kept asking the code, and I'm ignoring them. They're audio calling me back to back. Like, are you send me the code? Are you there? Send me the code. So I'm not answering the audio call. I'm not answering them when they send messages through Messenger. So, and this was, like I said, something in the morning, so you know it's not happening anymore. Okay. And so, later today, the person hits me again, and I tell them that I got booted I don't have my IG page no more. Like, oh, let me help you get your IG page back. Let me help you get your IG. You don't want no help? Now, and this person still sending me messages talking about I got for all the evidence. I didn't do anything. Because I'm like, I know this person personally, so why would they that low to hijack, take my Facebook, my Instagram page. Like, you know, so I'm telling you this story because you make okie doke like me. It may not be in the same way that I got okie doke, but you may get doped just like me to where you thinking you're talking to a person you actually know, and they talking about they need your help, and there's really somebody high who has their page, go over their page. So you understand what I'm saying? So I'm like, they audio calling. I'm glad that, and this is all I tell you, but for those, you know how on Facebook, you know how they ask you for your number? That's a good thing that you put your name up there. No one wants your number but you. It's like nobody can go to your page and your number goes up. No, only you can see your number. But putting your number up there on Facebook is a good thing. Because if you didn't okie doke like I did, you can sign into your Facebook with your number. The number you put on Facebook, whatever it is, you can sign in your Facebook with your number. It is either to put the email or the number attached to your account. And that's what helped me get back using the number that I have attached my page. Is what helped me really get my page back. Because the person who's hacking is not going to go through the whole page if you put a number up there. No, they just want to get you what they want you to do and lock you out of your page. Luckily, I put my number up there so that if I needed to sign, I signed in with my number. And then I created a password, which, so, you know what I'm saying? So, but with the Instagram, it's different, right? Facebook owns Instagram, it's different. Because if you say, I forgot my password or whatever, they want you to put the authenticator code to. So I tried it that way. It wasn't working for me. So I said, let me try another way. Then it said, use a backup code. Like that code that Amazon ever sent you, you can use that backup code, and they will recognize that as you used it before. Right? It didn't work. So there was another way, and it's where you give them access to your phone. You do. They need to, need to know you're human and not a robot. So the way I had to do it to get my page back, I let them on my page and let them know my page. I did not change my email because I got an email sent to me saying, "Oh, change Instagram. Your email changed to this." And I'm like, I changed my Instagram, because I'm lucky though, I had to change the password to my banking information because the email you on Instagram, even though I didn't give them that email, but the same email I used on Instagram, right, from Instagram, is attached. My banking information. They don't know that, right? They don't know that. But what if they put it 2 and 2 together and like, my email to her banking information, wind up getting into my bank account and all my money? And I know I fall for falling for the okie doke. for that part. But I'm glad, you know, that I went to my bank. I said, okay, no money was taken out, my bank, transferred to something else. So I just changed it, and I couldn't remember what I changed it to, so I changed it again. But that's that part. And I think my email password changed, because you never know. The person, I know who this person pulling the open for me. And here I'm thinking, because I'm not as a person, need help, I'm going to help a friend. And I, you know, maybe this is something new, but Facebook lets people, you know, put the email in and say, okay, here's a friend, this is the person contact, so-and-so is trying to say, so that's what happened to me. And now I have to wait 3 to 4 days in order to get my payment. But luckily I have another Instagram from my other business. You can see that it's still there, that it's not, because you know some people will be evil. Being that they take over your page, they could be able to deactivate your page. Or their page. So I'm glad whoever the person was didn't do that. And I'm glad, like, other sites that I use with my main email that I use, I don't have to change my password. Because you understand what I'm saying? Because those sites are important sites. You understand? If you own your own business, your social sites are important to your business. Because that's basically mostly what I use my Instagram for, is posting stuff that has to do with business-wise and stuff like that. But for someone, we go all out to pull a okie doke on somebody, to pull a okie doke on anybody, and to take over their social media pages. For what? What are you getting out of it? And I looked on Facebook. Well, our Facebook, when you log in, they say you log in. Every time you log into your page, Facebook keeps the login information. So if you say you sign in from your phone, Facebook that and says, okay, have a 2, the verification 2 that I have connected to my Facebook. So whenever if I sign my Facebook from a computer they don't recognize or a phone they don't recognize, they wouldn't get a notification saying, did you just sign in from this place? And if I say yes, I did, it'll say okay, and I can go on the page. But if I say no, Facebook was telling me to change my passwords and all that stuff. So when I looked into my said, well, the thing said I logged in my iPhone in Detroit, Michigan. So this person who hacked his account and was pretending to be a friend was pulling the audio from, but I need like NCIS and other like Law and Order type of shows, watching those type of shows. When they catch people like through internet, that you be like, the person could say they're in Detroit, but really could be in another country, right? It could say, oh, they was in they in Detroit, but they could barely get out of the country. Why would you do that? What in Detroit do you get out of hacking people's pages, taking over their pages, and then getting people to give you their information for their social media pages, so you could take over their pages and lock them up their pages? What are you doing? If I'm going to do something, I pull an okey-doke, I'm getting information. Something I'm getting monetized by you, not monetized. That, you know, blocking somebody out of their social media page doesn't bring you no monetary value. It doesn't. You understand? That doesn't bring you any monetary value. So, and when the person, after I told them, like, yeah, you to go to my show meet, whatever. But it's like, oh, you don't want your IG back? I can help you get your IG back. Why would I want you? You took it from me. I'm a user. Help me get it back. Because I got an email that said from Facebook, said, yeah, and Instagram, you know, was changed. I'm like, I'll never change that with the Facebook. But then the go take my Instagram. I'm like, people really are pulling the oak. Here I am helping a friend. Not realizing that the posts that Facebook, Instagram, whatever social site, it is coming to your email. So That right there should make you, should click in your brain, like, why am I sending this person a code that came to my ear to help them get their page back? If anything, if they using my email to help them get their page back, right, then Facebook should be sending them a code for them to put in and say, okay, these are the people and as references to help you get your payback. But why I continue on, what I don't understand is once you took over the page, why would you continue on with the charade? That don't make sense. It's like, if you a hacker, a hacker is not going to continue messaging the person they stole their social media pages from. What if I was the type of person to be like, oh, I want to press charges, right? Because it's under my, even though I know it ain't my friend who did it, but because it was coming from her page, like she's the one sending me messages, like, they can go after her. Arrest her for all of that. Even though she, remember years back, my cousin's page that. And my cousin's talking about, did you hear about this global something giving away money? I'm like, I know that's not my cousin. I don't talk like that. So I knew that my cousin's page was hacked. And right, and I don't know, understand. It's like, I can't believe I didn't realize that the friend's page was hacked. So take full responsibility of dropping the ball, paying attention to that. My friend's page was hacked. But I'm glad I was able to get my page back. Once I get my Instagram page back, I'll be happy. Because this is, you're saying, like, why are you hacking people? Why are you hacking people's pages and get to send you information so you could take over their pages? And I'm glad I put the post out there left under. I felt okey-doke. Because I don't want somebody over my page sending, you know, messages to people like they're me when they're not me. Saying, and they wind up to the open that I did. I don't want that to happen. So yeah. I just don't, you know what I'm saying? I came on here tonight looking on the open lab. Hey, to be careful out there. Be careful out there. So Instagram answers me back and says, "You're not able to confirm your identity on the video you submit. You submit a new video and we'll do it again." See, what I need to do is go on my other Instagram page and look at my page, because they, what I did was they asked you if you have of yourself on your profile. I think I checked, and I checked that I do, and I think I do, but I have to look at my my other Instagram page. They asked me to send the video again. So what I'm going to do, look on through the Instagram page, look at my personal page, and see a picture of me. Because then there's an option if I don't have a picture of me on there, because the picture that's connected to my Instagram is my logo. I think I've posted a picture of me, not as like my icon picture, but just to post a picture. So I'm going to do that again, because that's not the environment. And I'm not trying to create a whole new page. Because pages get hacked and then they create a whole, no, you don't have to create a whole new page. If you get hacked, not the way that I hacked, but if you get hacked and then you what you do is you go into your account, you change the password, and because you don't have to change the password, and you know what, I think the reason why it's so easy for to get hacked is because the emails we use, some people use easy to figure out passwords. That's another reason a lot of y'all get hacked, because you have easy to figure out passwords. That's why they tell you when using the ATM or you, when you're banking information, don't take pass, like whatever your name is, don't put that as part of your password. Don't put that as part of your password. And that's a way for them to figure it out. Because people always say passwords easy to remember. But this time around, for my, so that I made them, because I already have two passwords, I use that far to put the password on the page, but I still couldn't get into my page. That's the only thing. And the password because you know how they say, oh, you know how when you sign up for a site, they tell you to use caps, lowercase, and caps, and numbers and symbols. Is that exactly it's not going to be easy to figure out. But I'm glad I'm going to send this video, go back. I got to make it first, get a picture. Excuse me, I caught the shirt. I'm going to make sure, you know, check that there is a picture of me on that first before I do the video again. Excuse me, I have a hiccup. Before I do the video again, if there's no picture of me on my page, then I go to the second option, there's no picture. I know that it's a logo, not a picture of me. So that's probably why they couldn't identify in the video that I sent. Because it might not be, that's why I need to do the, I need to check it out. But it pisses me off that people are doing these things. Scamming, you know, they scam, stuff like that. I don't like that. I don't like that people are scamming, especially people asking you to have their money. People, you know, doing the cookie dope and over people's pages and people creating new pages. So I'm gonna go to my search my page. I don't know, I got a picture of my logo. It's a picture of me, but it's a cartoonish picture of me. So they're not going to be telling me to do a cartoonish picture. Well, I do have a picture of me. Picture of me is on here, but I do have... Yep, there's a picture of me. I'm going to go to because it doesn't accept. Yeah, there is a picture of me here. So I'm about to go to there's pictures of me here. Page. I'm trying to go the other route. I'm going to try to go the other route. And, I'm going to go the other route. See. Try this way and see what happens. What? I do have, but I think I'm going to try it again and follow what they say. I'm going to do it right now while I'm on the air. There's a one that says I have a picture of myself. That's not going to work for me. We are in August. We are in August. And it's sounding like either somebody's blasting off fireworks. Or I shot from a shooting somewhere. Yep. But I sound like firecrackers. Oh boy. Okay. All right. Alrighty. Okay. Wait a minute. I forgot I did it twice. I sent them, I forgot to submit it twice. I forgot about that. So now they gave me a code that I can get back in. Okay, let me. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, I'm getting my page back, y'all. My page. I'm getting my page back, y'all. Cause I forgot I did it twice, and so they gave me a digit code to put. Now I verify that it's me, and yeah. I didn't get, cause you know what I'm saying, like, you understand what I'm saying, you know, like, you post, okay, 206. Well, right, so now they send me a code, 60, say the first three numbers. The number, there's a number, my name and email is correct, but the number attached to my account is not my number. Right? The number attached to my account is not my number. Now, let me look up this. Because you know you can first look up and it'll tell you the area which this number attached to is. Let's see. So the number that's to my account is saying it's an Ohio number. Akron, Ohio at that. Akron, Canton, Ohio is where this code is attached. I'm not going to say the number. So this person, because remember I said in my Facebook, said that it was an iPhone used in Detroit that was trying to get on my Facebook page. This number that's listed on my account, see, I can say yes, the info is correct and change the number out of my account. The only thing that's not correct is the number. The only thing that's different is the number. I could delete that once I get into my account. So, you know, but the, whoever, so now, I'm going to edit profile. You want to know something? The number I have attached to my account, business number. No, that's crazy. The number attached to my account is is my business number. My phone number is not attached to my Instagram. Yeah, but when they ask me if this is my correct information, that 2348 was attached. Okay. Click on how to contact me. You have my email, the email website, my business number. So I don't know where that 234 number came from, but I got a page. I got a page back. That's all that. I got my page back. When I noticed that my page was taken, right? I noticed my Instagram page was taken. I sent myself a message to see if the person who took over my page was going to do a party, but they didn't. Because I wanted to make sure that they were, and messages to people, and because you'd be surprised what people do send messages to people and may send some nasty messages, and then you and they think that you said it, and like, but you have to, the people have to think, when have I ever spoken to you in any kind of way, so you know that's not me speaking to you. But so now I know. I got my page back. I'm just happy I got my page back. So, how much time we got left? I know I set the show for 2 hours, but I'm going to end early. I'm going to end early because one, I'm hungry, I'm going to eat some dinner, and then it's getting time to rest so I can get ready for the indie mix. I mean, nothing but the best music. But I did 6 and 1 today to tell you about the okie doke that happened to me so that you won't get okie doke. You're helping. When you're really, somebody's really spamming you to get your information and all that stuff. So, I will talk more about this at another time. I say peace, love, appreciation, everyone. Tune in to Road to Stardom Radio. Keep rocking with your girl in Road to Stardom Radio. Peace, love, bye-bye now.